Numbers chapter 2. This describes the order of the 12 tribes in the camp and on the march. The idea was that the tent of meeting was in the center, and around the tent of meeting, different sides of it, north, south, east, and west, were various divisions of the priests. And you can read about that in chapter 3. But here you read about the tribes as they were encamped around the tent of meeting. So those to the east would be the tribe of Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. And those on the south would be Reuben, and then Simeon and Gad. Now let's just stop there for a bit, because in chapter 3 we're going to read that the Kohathites, that's the sons of Aaron via Kohath, they camped on the south side of the tabernacle as well. So they were kind of neighbours. They were kind of neighbours with the Reubenites and Simeon. And I think that's significant, because you're going to find that actually in Numbers chapter 16, the family of Kohath joins with the Reubenites during the rebellion of Korah. And that was simply because they were neighbours. The Kohathites camped on the south of the tabernacle, and Reuben also camped on the south of the tabernacle. So they were neighbours. And so that sort of explains to me why the family of Kohath joined with the Reubenites during that rebellion of Korah. There's a couple of things you see from there. One of them is that, quite simply, we're influenced by those we mix with. Choose your friends carefully, even if they are all supposedly members of the people of God. And also, I just love the way that the record of the scriptures just internally harmonizes like that. It really does harmonize very, very well. It all sort of makes logical sense, corroborates in a way that if this was not inspired by God, it just would not happen. On the west side will be the standard of the camp of Ephraim. And next to him there was going to be Manasseh and Benjamin. On the north side would be the camp of Dan, and along with them Asher and Naphtali. Well, they were to camp by their standards, and I suppose that each tribe had their specific standard. It might have been a kind of animal or some kind of a symbol that they carried. And yet, we're told that they also carried the star of their god Remphan with them through the wilderness. And that's in Amos, and Stephen quotes it in the New Testament, that when they went through the wilderness, they didn't only carry the tabernacle of Yahweh, but they carried the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of their god Remphan to guide them. And yet here we are told that they had their own standards, these poles with symbols on that they were supposed to camp by. Well, it seems to me that their hearts were divided right from the start. They were, as God says later, unfaithful to me right from Sinai onwards, right from the land of Egypt, in fact, onwards. So we are not to be like that. We are to go through life solely and totally following the direction from God, not any other system of thought at all. Also, I notice that this word that's translated standard, I mean, it really means a pole. And it's used also of how the serpent was lifted up on a pole, which is quoted by Jesus about him being lifted up on the cross. And so there they were, they'd been in Egypt, they got baptized in the Red Sea, as we should be baptized by immersion in water. They come out the other side of the Red Sea in the wilderness, and now they're walking through the wilderness to the promised land, which is exactly the point that you and I are up to in our lives. But they went through the wilderness following these poles or standards which they camped around. And as I said, that word's pole, it's the word that's used about the cross of Jesus, the trunk of wood on which he was crucified. And I just wonder whether that points to us going through the wilderness following the Lord Jesus crucified, that he there on the cross crucified, he is the pattern for us. He is the answer to all our questions. Is it okay to do this? Is it okay to do that? He is the one we are to follow.